When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hi.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast, where we talk about life and food in Southern California, from here in LA all the way to San Diego and in between. Flip on that nerd switch, talk about gaming, anime, and Haley's one and only specialty, K-pop. And boy, do we have something to talk about for K-pop today. So hope everyone's doing well. AnnaMunchiesLA@gmail.com is where you could always drop a line, say hi to us, ask some questions, give us some recommendations, help us with stuff to talk about. And I think we usually go with what? Food, right?
Food.
So there's actually a food spot that we went to recently. Mm-hmm. And it's in this, technically it is ramen, right? Ramen related?
Yeah, it's a class of ramen.
It's a class of ramen. It's not tsukemen, which is my favorite, mm-hmm. But
it's called mazamen ramen. Mazamen. Oh, well, mazamen, I guess. Not even
ramen. Mazamen. Yeah, so basically, you want to kind of, what is mazamen, Haley?
Mazamen is soupless noodles, or I guess it translates also to mixed noodles.
Right, so it's basically ramen without the broth, mm-hmm. But there's a little different stuff in there, in terms of the type of seasoning and type of flavoring that they use. Mm. I think there's also, like, when we had it, there's like a lot of, like, I guess it's kind of like oil also in the bottom that they use.
Yeah,
for,
I think
the
it's
broth,
like
kind of
like
flavor.
Goma, which is like sesame oil.
Oh, okay, so it's mostly goma. So, mm-hmm. And then they also give you a lot of goma or sesame seeds.
Yeah.
Like to grind on the top if you want to mix it.
Yeah,
and they give
and
you
vinegar as
vinegar.
Well.
Yeah. So that has that kind of option. Mm-hmm. And also, if they have like egg, it reminds me a lot of like Japan when we went.
Yeah.
Because they have that like Jidori style egg on top.
Yeah. Like, it's really very orange, really runny. And then basically, so they serve it in a bowl, and then like nothing is mixed,
and
but
then
you mix.
Waiter asks, "Have you had this before?"
Yeah. So they explain it to you, like how you're supposed to eat it. So basically, they tell you that you have to mix the whole bowl really, really well to get like all the flavors and everything mixed, and then break the egg.
AKA Haley had me mix the bowl really well while she recorded for the gram.
Yes.
So yeah, so mixing and mixing and mixing. Then yeah, like it, because I think even like when we eat like Yoshinoya in Japan with the Jidori eggs that they give you, it's like when you mix, it just makes it more creamy. The consistency makes it like a lot more thicker, like the sauce.
Yeah, like the egg, it makes it more creamy. Like because you can even eat like that kind of egg with rice, and that's it.
Right, and it's so good. Mm-hmm. And then I mean, with all the flavors combined, obviously this is gonna taste amazing. It's definitely different from like what you're probably used to in terms of ramen. But nonetheless, still good. Did it have chashu on it too? It did, right?
Yes.
So it's still chashu. It has like all the basic stuff.
Yeah, it has like the soft-boiled egg, chashu, then seaweed, and then like I think
then it's the difference
green
is
onions,
like the oil though, like the goma oil, the sesame oil. But then also the actual consistency of the ramen noodles itself, really good.
Yeah, it's thicker noodles.
It reminded me of tsukemen. Like when Sujita and stuff, except it's a little bit more curly.
Yeah.
But it has like that really good chew, good bite, and it's thicker, a little bit, not udon thick, but tsukemen thick.
There's different items on the menu, but we got the deluxe one, which is everything. Yeah, it's includes everything, which I should have asked for no fish flakes or bonito flakes because it smelled.
It wasn't really flakes though; it was a powder.
Yeah, bonito flake, powder. I shouldn't have gotten.
It was fine with me, but I guess it was Haley's extra sensitive to anything fishy.
Yeah. So. I mean, I scooped it off before we ate it, but I could still smell it. I
don't know. Oh, it's part of the flavor.
No. And then I also ordered the Mogu chicken. Wait, did we even say what the name of this place was?
Oh, yeah. So this place is called
Mogu Mogu. And then I also ordered Mogu chicken, which is basically karaage, which is fried chicken.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was it was basic karaage, basically.
Yeah. They also serve ramen there, too, but then, they're known for their mazemen.
Right. Because, I mean, you can find ramen places everywhere.
Yeah. I'm sure their ramen is really good, too. Probably, I'll try it next time.
Yeah. And then, but nonetheless, this ramen is really good. Mazemen, right?
Mm-hmm. Mazemen.
So, it's a maze, then men.
Mazemen.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, super good. The one we went to was in Costa Mesa, since, you know us by now. We're always in Costa Mesa. Yeah. We're always in Orange County. Yeah. But
good food places, that's why.
We were very surprised to find out that actually they had one way closer. They had one right here, near Sawtelle, which is where, B Suite is and all those good stuff, where Sujita is, too.
Sujita, yeah.
And it's, down Olympic, so it's not on Sawtelle, but it's, it's basically West LA. It's, few blocks away, still five blocks or something. So those are the two main locations that we saw on the website. So definitely check it out. We just walked in, put our name on the. It was at night too. It was a weekend at night.
Yeah, we maybe super waited crowded. 10 minutes.
They had seats outside and then also inside.
Indoor dining.
Thank God it's back. Yeah. So that helps a lot. And we're not too sure how the seating arrangement is in West LA, but definitely a lot of. Seats in Costa Mesa for sure. Mm-hmm. So check it out. It was such a good experience. It was really good. I like the flavor. I'm still a tsukemen guy. Yeah. I like my broth too.
I still prefer ramen.
Yeah. But it was definitely, if you've never tried it before, it's worth the try to say at least you've had it.
Yeah.
And at least we have something like that here. Because, I mean, I feel like it's more rare than even tsukemen. You don't see these kind of spots with mazemen or the dry ramen.
One.
Sujita, the other one.
Oh, killer noodle.
Killer noodle. But that's spicy and it has what's that type of, it has that numbing pepper.
Shinso pepper?
Some type of pepper where it numbs you.
Yeah.
They have two levels, spiciness level and numbness level.
Right.
And then it's insane. A lot of people like the numbing thing. I personally don't because it's really weird because I like to feel all the food in my mouth.
It numbs your tongue.
But. Yeah, mazemen, and get the deluxe one if you want everything on it, which is, it's decently priced, too. I forgot the price, but it's your usual typical, ramen prices.
$15, I don't know.
Yeah.
$15, maybe?
So worth it. And then, or just get the ramen if you want.
Yeah.
We haven't tried it, but it's probably good.
Yeah, next time I want the ramen.
So check it out. Mogu Mogu, right?
Mogu Mogu.
Mogu Mogu. And with that said and done, Haley's specialty has entered the chat.
K-pop.
So what are we talking about? BTS, K-pop today?
BTS, of course.
Of course. Her specialty.
Yeah.
But what about BTS though?
So BTS recently released a new music video, but it's a Japanese song. So for BTS, they have a lot of K-pop songs, obviously, but then they also are really well known in Japan. So they have Japanese versions of their most popular songs and a Japanese album. And then this is, I think, their fifth Japanese album that's going to come out. When is it going to come out?
Oh, so they're actually going to have an actual album for this release?
Yeah, the actual album is coming out on June 16th, and it's going to have 23 songs.
Holy shit. That's a lot of songs for K-pop.
No, but
standards.
Then it's going to be their older Japanese songs.
Okay. Oh, that's
as well cool, as though. Some new ones, but it's going to be on two CDs, they said. June 16th. And it's going to include all their Japanese hits from 2017 onwards.
Wow, have they had an actual, first off, before we get further again, like we just did, what is the song called?
So their newest song is called Film Out.
And then what's the album called? Do you have the album name? Or there's no title?
There's no name.
Have they released?
Oh, no, wait. Just kidding. It's called BTS The Best.
No, I have no words for that either.
Yeah. That's the name of their Japanese album that's coming out.
So for the Japanese album, have they released like full on like long albums like this before? Or is this like the first one? That's why they're including so many songs.
Yeah, I don't think it's been 23 songs. It's maybe like 8, 10 songs.
But it's still pretty decent. Yeah. That's
more single albums, maybe.
That's more than Rosie's Signal.
Yeah.
The two songs.
That's but still they're considered really good an album. Songs, though.
So, yeah, Haley's still listening album. To that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was cool. And then, also, along with, like, the song releasing, they had a music video, too, right?
Yeah.
So, the music video released, too.
Yeah, that literally came out yesterday.
From when we're filming this. So, it's really, really recent.
Yeah, April 2nd it came out. So, you can check it out on YouTube already. I was telling Joko that when I watched the music video, I was like, I think this one, like, connects with their, what it's called, a Bangtan universe. So, you know how we have, like, the Marvel universe? BTS actually has a universe as well.
Called the Bangtan universe.
So, BU universe.
Because of Bangtan. Oh, BU, you don't know what BTS stand for.
Yeah.
Which you should know.
Yeah, you should know by now. It's Bangtan. So basically, like, all their music videos from earlier on, they all connect in a storyline.
It's insane. It goes so
really
clear,
deep.
Actually.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, the best way to do this, though, there's a lot of people. I think there's a specific chick that on YouTube goes and explains all of the, like, the whole timeline and the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so insanely, like, in-depth, and it's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's like, it deals with, like, Jin is almost like he's like the protagonist.
He's the protagonist
saving all the other members because of a lot of things that are going on.
So basically he time travels.
Yeah. So like it's kind of, that's why it kind of gets confusing. But if you guys know one of our personal favorite songs by Jin, which is
Epiphany.
So Epiphany by Jin, like the music video, you'll see like it kind of goes backwards in a way, which kind of represents like, so like it's moving forward and he's like sad and emo and stuff, but then when he goes outside in the rain, like there's a scene where like it, like when it kind of reverses back and the rain goes upward,
up.
So it kind of represents the time travel effect in terms of him being able to kind of rewind and go back in time.
Yeah,
and there's like, you really just need to watch the explanation because it's way better than my explanation.
Yeah.
But
if you
it's
search,
like a really cool story plot where it's like he kind of like saves everyone because there's a lot of different things happen to each member.
Think of like
a story.
If you guys have seen Groundhog Day. So like if he is not
perfect.
Happy with like
the outcome, right?
He'll reset the day again.
Right. So he like is able to reset the timelines.
Yeah.
So
like if something goes wrong, like if he's not able to save a certain member, like the day will reset again and he'll get another chance to like be able to save that member.
Which ties into the butterfly effect because that will end up changing something in the next timeline when he goes and fixes something, which is kind of crazy. That's why it's almost like a domino, like butterfly effect each time.
I feel so bad for him.
Yeah, but it's really cool because it's like you would just watch these music videos if you weren't really aware or thought about it.
Yeah,
and then you're just like, oh, okay, interesting. It's just dramatic,
right.
Or like, oh, okay, cool, K-pop. Oh, K-pop, like another K-pop music video.
Oh, yeah,
but
they all connect.
It's really cool. Whoever like thought about this idea or
produced
it.
Oh, big hit.
Or whoever behind like this specifically like directed, because it's really interesting. I don't think every video is part of the Bangtan universe, but a majority of them are, and it's very surprising and really, really cool.
Yeah,
which is why you need to just look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, just
do you know the girl's name or no?
I don't remember
how she looks like or something.
I think it's like Celeste something. But then if you type in like BTS universe or like Bangtan universe theories, hers is like the first one that pops up.
And it's really cool because I mean after watching the newest video, it like she already uploaded something and we were kind of talking about it really briefly earlier, and it makes so much sense, like because you'll see if you watch the music video, like one of the big things to me was I remember seeing it and thinking, I'm like, this has to mean something, is when Jin opens up the door and there's a lot of doors around him, like he's like in this like empty like area or space full of like doors, like a universe of doors. And then the lady that was in the video explaining everything What did she say? She said that like each one represents like each
a different parallel universe that he has opened up in order to save them. So like he's
done it
multiple times. So there's like so many doors because like he's tried so many times to save like each member. And of course, like each time he wasn't like able to fulfill it, like someone else would
die or something bad would happen.
So he'd have to like restart it again. But and each of those doors represent like he's
that's
different.
I think that's what blew my mind. Cause like now we have, because if you couldn't imagine it yourself, especially people who are not used to it, especially who like don't watch like anime or like all these crazy series and stuff that have like alternate dimensional timelines and stuff. This is like a perfect visualization of like, exactly what's going on.
Right.
Like, it represents it so well. Like each door is a different timeline, a different universe where something has happened that Jin has opened up. And oh my God.
And
it's
then
so
there's,
cool.
There's more to the music video too. Like a big like, what is it? Like a symbol in those music videos are the, what are those called? The one with the time.
What? Clock.
No, that thing with the sand.
Oh, hourglasses.
Hourglass. Gosh, I couldn't even think of the word.
So hourglass.
So that's a symbol in like a lot of their videos. So like you'll notice in some of it, like it's laying sideways. So that means like time has stood still.
Right.
And then there's one where Jin had just entered the room and it was full and it was going down. So like he had just entered that parallel universe. And there's one scene with Jungkook where it's like it's already down.
And
like
it's
run
out,
so then you'll see them like fade away. So like basically the time is
so cool. So if you've checked out the video and you didn't really know about this kind of stuff going on, you should definitely kind of look more into it, because I think you'll just dive down this deep rabbit hole of like watching all these videos and be like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like it's like
this is a storyline. So basically the main storyline is that the BTS members are all classmates. Like they went to school together, and then like all these events started happening where like someone got injured or like got sick, and then like Jin has to save them. Like one of them was suicidal and he has to like go to their hotel room and like drag them out of a burning building.
It explains it. It's just really in depth. Like it's hard to kind of go through everything. We're just kind of throwing out like the main kind of summary, so you kind of have an idea. So if this is interesting to you, you should check it out. I mean, if you're a BTS fan, you should have already checked this out.
Yeah, and then I also want to add that there's actually a webtoon that relates to the music videos as well. So like, if you want to read more in depth, if you go webtoon and like, I think it's called Save Me, and they have like a comic.
Right.
For BTS.
For those that don't know what a
webtoon is, basically like the Korean version of comics, basically.
So
or like the Korean version of manga.
So if you're familiar with Line, which is like, you know, the big texting application within like all of Asia, they have a subsidiary, which is like Webtoon.
Yeah.
Which is like, like an online comic thing that they have. And it's an application totally free.
Yeah.
So you could see and read a lot of different comics from Webtoons that have even some of these Webtoon comics have gotten so popular and big that they actually made anime adaptations for a few.
Yeah.
Like God of High School.
Mm-hmm.
But like Haley said, that there's the BTS one, the Bangtan one.
Yeah,
is crazy,
it's called Save Me.
It relates to this whole universe, this Bangtan universe, like with the music videos. And it kind of is an easier representation of kind of understanding. I think it like kind of plugs in the holes.
Yeah. It gives you more detail, like more in depth.
So if you're a BTS fan, I know what you're going to be doing after this podcast.
Yeah. You'll be like, if you didn't know about it, now you should just watch those videos. I think there's like a hour long video that explains all of it.
I watched it. She made me watch it, and I actually watched it because
it's
interesting.
Super interesting,
So check it out, Bangtan Universe, and check out the new music video, which will kind of make you more interested, and enjoy diving in that rabbit hole.
Have fun.
So, I mean, with that said, that's enough for K-pop, because I think we could probably talk a lot about this, but we'll let you guys handle that from that's your own homework for now. No gaming news or gaming information. Like, there will be some soon, but no gaming stuff today again. But you know what that means? Anime time.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to be talking about today, as you can tell, I'm smiling, or you can hear it in my voice.
Yeah,
I'm all giggly like a little girl.
Super excited about this anime.
my like guilty pleasure favorite, like, genre, as I said before, is like rom-com, like slice of life, shoujo, and harem. So this is everything all in one again. And it's actually a more recent series, anime series. Season 2 just finished with this whole batch of anime seasons that are just finishing up. Like with Horimiya and, you know, Attack on Titan, the final season, part 1, just finishing up.
Yeah.
So season 2 is just finishing up for this one. And it is called The Quintessential Quintuplets. Oh, yes. So good. Oh, my girls.
Oh, gosh.
But it's, I mean, I recently just actually got into the series and I binge watched season 1 and then was finally finished with that. And I actually caught up to season 2, like when it was still airing. Love it. Such a good series. It's so much fun and entertaining. It's like a, it's a harem. Basically, this one guy who's really smart, does really well in school. Of course, it's another high school setting.
Of course.
It's like shonen, you know, so high school. And then there's, as I said, quintuplets. There's five sisters that are not that smart when it comes to academics in school. So they're very well off. And then their father hires a tutor. And guess who the tutor is?
The boy.
Of course. So Futaro is the tutor, ends up being the tutor for all five of them. Thing is, they're not interested in studying. Even on the first, like, first day of school for one of the quintuplets, that didn't get on a good foot with Futaro already. So they're like bumped heads. So she doesn't like him. The other four like mean him and like don't care about him either, because it's like, he's our tutor.
Yeah.
We don't want to study. Like, as soon as they get home or get to their home, it's like they're all doing their own thing. They don't want to study. Like, each one represents like a different, like, I feel like it, each of them is a different classification of a female heroine in each like type of anime. Because the oldest one is Ichika, and she's like the more mature. Like, everyone likes her because she's like really nice. You could, she's like easily approachable, relatable. She's like, seems like the most normal one. And she's very mature and like is able to talk well. Then you have the next one in line, which is Nino, which is like, she's like the tsundere.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, she could be the bitch of the group, but she's like, she's not, I don't want to say bitch, because after the second season, it's like, she's not really a bitch. She's just overprotective, and that's just how she is, you know? And the middle one, my personal favorite, Miku. Hashtag Team Miku. And she's like more, she's kind of more like introverted, always like more quiet. Super cute though. I think that's why I really like how she is. But she's like really nerdy and into like like all these like old era like Japanese like stuff.
Oh really?
Like, yeah, like, you know, those like different like the feudal lords and kind of stuff. So that's like her guilty pleasure. And she always has like the, she's always known for the headphones around her head. The fourth youngest one is Yotsuba. I really like her too. She has not as short hair as the oldest one, but she has like, it's up to like your shoulders. And she has like the most different colored of the hair. All of them are kind of like a hue of like red, purple-ish kind of thing.
And pink.
But hers is definitely more orange. Like, you could tell the difference. Hers is orange. And she has that little like bunny ear, like, you know, the headband thing going on. And she's one of the she's the voice actress for a lot of different rom-coms I watch, so I'm like an even bigger fan of her. Like, she's the voice actress for like Yui from Snafu. So I was like, I really recognize her voice. I was like, oh my god. And it's all of these voice actresses, I can't think off the top of my head, and I'm recording with my phone, which is what you're watching in, so I can't look it up right now. All of them are like big voice actresses, like have big parts in other different anime series. It's really cool. Last but not least, it's Itsuki. And that's like the main heroine. It seems like that's what the anime is making you focus on. She's the one that bumped heads and met the protagonist first when the series started. And like bumped heads kind of thing. Like, they kind of are irritated of each other. But it seems like that's like the one that they're trying to make you like and is supposed to be with the protagonist. But after season 2, still don't know. All I know is It was nice to see a lot of Miku again.
Yeah.
Season 2. In Season 2, I think it was a big change from Season 1. And Season 1 was great already. Season 2, it's kind of... It started establishing... Because first off, Season 1 is like... They didn't like each other. So they're trying to become like... Friends first. Like,
right.
They're trying to tolerate each other. Second season is more where the romance is starting to come in. Like mm-hmm. feelings and kind of more of that stuff. And I love the fact... I told you... I've said this before. Futuro is not one of those protagonists who's like... kind of just oblivious to everything going on. He actually, you find out like through the second season, end of second season, like that he's kind of has a feeling and that, you know, some of the, like the girls like him.
Right.
And has probably established his own feelings, but you know, they didn't really talk about it more. And that's why I like Futuro, because he's not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first off, he's literally book smart. Second off, he's not like a blockhead who doesn't know what's going on.
He's not oblivious.
He knows... He kind of has an idea of what's going on, so I love that. And I love all of the girls. Like, they're all fun and cool and entertaining and pretty in their own ways. So I like Miku at the top, then literally second is all of them. Like, I can't choose like an actual order after Miku. Haley hasn't watched it.
No.
Will you watch it?
No.
Why not?
I'm not interested in those kind of animes. The only shoujo I watch is Horimiya. And I guess My Love Story.
Oh, and you gotta watch this one.
I'm good.
All your friends will tell you to watch this.
It's fine.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't feel like watching it.
Okay. Well, I will do my best to keep trying to convince her. And great news is season 3 confirmed. They confirmed it, but it's not going to be till next year. Sometime in 2022. I don't know if they said winter or like when exactly it is, but we gotta wait.
Is there a manga?
And there's, of course, yeah, there's a manga. I'm not going to read it because I'm enjoying the anime series a lot. And I don't want to, you know, kind of spoil anything. I want to just see it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically, oh, you know, I didn't even say. And the first scene is like him marrying one, what we believe is one of the quintuplets.
It shows like the future.
Like, kind of like a marriage scene. But then we don't know which one it is. And I, even if they show the hair color, it's like all of them kind of have the same hair color when they were kids. And maybe like
they
order is kind of
it.
Different, so they can always change it. So we're not sure. Hopefully, the third season we find out. Because second season we're getting closer, but nothing yet. So I'm still hanging on in the red. It's like they're dangling in that carrot,
and it works.
It works very well. Hashtag Team Miku again. That's my recommendation. That's what I want to talk about. I can't wait till season 3 again when I get to talk about this again.
Be a while still.
You have no words, huh?
No, I have no words. Sorry, I'm more into like...
Horimiya is ending. You want to talk about that? Are you sad about that?
I am, but I'm still more upset that he cut his hair. Oh, I mean, yeah. That he doesn't have long hair anymore.
And we haven't watched... I think the last episode
yeah,
is
I haven't
already,
watched it yet.
But we'll check it out after this podcast probably, huh?
Yeah. I'm more into like... Attack on Titan, My Hero Academia.
Attack on Titan's been doing well. It's crazy that they dropped that bomb. That the second part of the final season is not till next, like a year
from
now.
Yeah, it's winter 2022. But the thing is, like, I'm glad that they're doing that because when they released this final season, it just seemed like that was it. You know, like, this is going to be it. That's the end. But then they're like, haha, it's like, there's going to be a second part
right.
to the finale.
I just thought they were just going to keep going, like, continuing it, like, into the this next season and then finish it. But
yeah.
I guess they need more time to draw because they still go all out.
Yeah, I mean, like, they keep up, like, with the manga, like, scene by scene, basically.
Right. It's so well. You read the manga... You know exactly what I'm talking about.
But I've already seen like spoilers from the manga.
Because you're always on Instagram. People,
yeah.
All those people are always posting stuff.
Mm-hmm. But it's like the manga panels that they're posting. I'm like, dang it.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
So at least your butt is prepared.
For some of it anyway.
For the rest of the season. But I mean, that's pretty much it. Quintessential Quintuplets. Check it out. Don't be like Haley. Check it out. It's so good. Oh, Team Miku. Hashtag Team Miku. Always. For life.
Oh,
hearts.
God.
This kind of heart. These hearts. Hearts all around. And then also check out the Bangtan Universe, with also their new song. What's the new song again?
Film Out.
Film Out.
Japanese.
BTS, check it out. Yes, it's in Japanese. You're not crazy if you think it doesn't sound like Korean. It's because it's in Japanese.
I feel like they sing well in Japanese, though.
They do. I think they probably sing and speak Japanese way better than their English.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course.
And yes, that's English with an R.
Yeah, well, they've gotten better.
And then Mazaman?
Mogu Mogu Mazaman.
So check it out whenever you're here in around LA, Orange County, Southern California. And we'll probably see you around there. And AnimeMunchiesLA@gmail.com. Again, like, subscribe, hit that follow button wherever you listen to this podcast or if you watch this podcast on YouTube. Always appreciated. And we will see you guys in the next episode. As always, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.